Riverside County mourns another sheriff's deputy shot in line of duty. More than 1,500 mourners gathered outside the Riverside County Sheriff's Office in Lake Elsinore on January 17 at a candlelight vigil to honor slain Deputy Darnell Calhoun. Calhoun, 30, was one of two sheriff's deputies who were killed in the line of duty in shootings just 2 weeks apart. He was shot on January 13 while responding to an alleged domestic violence incident in the Lakeland Village community that borders the city of Lake Elsinore, about 55 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. He died in the hospital later that evening. Calhoun is survived by his wife and two sons. He served for 2 years with the San Diego Police Department before he joined the Riverside County Sheriff's Department in February 2022. And was assigned to the Lake Elsinore Station. Sheriff Chad Bianco paid tribute to the fallen deputy and thanked his wife Vanessa for encouraging law enforcement officers to honor her husband by continuing to do the right thing. "We put our uniforms on every day. We leave our families, we leave our parents, we leave our wives, we leave our husbands, we leave our kids. And we come to work hoping to make a difference in someone else's life. Hoping to console a victim, hoping to bring peace to a victim, protect the victim," Bianco said. "Every day in the back of their minds, deputies know they might not make it home," he said. "There are a lot of people that say that we chose this profession. I don't know if I believe that. I think that the profession chooses us. It takes a special kind of person to be able to come to work every day knowing that you could sacrifice your life for someone else and leave your family behind, and Darnell was that kind of man," Bianco said. Calhoun's death has compounded the grief of a community and department that is still reeling from the murder of another deputy, Bianco said, referring to Isaiah Cordero, 32. Who was shot and killed on December 29 by the driver of a vehicle he had pulled over during a traffic stop. Bianco said an attempt to demonize police in recent years and make people believe law enforcement is the enemy only emboldens criminals and increases the odds of more officers being killed. "And while criminal justice reform sounds great and is needed, many government policies in California aren't working," he said. "There's no consequence for criminals. Thefts are increasing, violence is increasing. And our legislators and lawmakers just keep letting people out of prison, letting people out of jail, making things not crimes that used to be crimes, and then somehow lying to you again and telling you that it's working," he said. Calhoun epitomized service above self, Bianco said. "The support that we have been receiving at the Sheriff's Department from all over the country has been phenomenal. It is refreshing." Lake Elsinore Mayor Natasha Johnson told mourners that Calhoun's sacrifice will never be forgotten. "Deputy Calhoun was a God-loving, devoted husband, son, brother, father, his wife Vanessa pregnant with her third child, a son, whom he will never be able to see grow up because of this senseless act of violence. His sacrifice reminds us of the ultimate price our law enforcement officers are willing to pay to keep our families and our communities safe," she said. Riverside County Supervisor Karen Spiegel urged those gathered to show support for Calhoun and his family. "He was a compassionate man and a leader in community policing who believed in people," she said. "We all need to continue to rally together as a community and wrap our arms around this very special grieving family. Some faiths and cultures teach that those who have passed away are not forgotten because they live on in the hearts of us. We need to talk about Deputy Calhoun. Say his name. Share his memories," she said. Law enforcement officers from other agencies, including San Diego and Corona, turned out for the event. Mourners of all ages lit candles in honor of Calhoun and sang Amazing Grace. Many stayed after the ceremony to thank and hug the sheriff and deputies. David Anaya, who recently moved from Los Angeles to Canyon Lake, a gated community near Lake Elsinore, attended the vigil with his family. He told the Epoch Times that police officers don't get the respect they deserve in Los Angeles. "Law enforcement gets vilified so much," he said. "People forget, they're here to protect us, and this is a harsh reminder of what they do, the ultimate sacrifice that they make. It's sad that it comes to this. They're not appreciated enough. John Colvin, a Lake Elsinore resident, said he ventured out last Friday night to find the police procession for Calhoun as several helicopters marked the path. That night, hundreds of people, some waving flags and banners, lined the streets and overpasses along Interstate 215 to pay tribute to the fallen deputy and show respect for police as Calhoun's body was moved from a hospital in Wildomar to the County Coroner's Bureau in Paris. Colvin, a former U.S. Marine, said he couldn't believe what had happened and is still shocked. His daughter, Johanna, said two deputies killed within 2 weeks is pretty extreme. "It's definitely a big tragedy, especially living in Lake Elsinore," she said. "I'm still young and just the fact that he was my age is also just crazy." The Riverside Sheriff's Association has set up funds to assist the Calhoun and Cordero families. California Governor Gavin Newsom paid tribute to Calhoun in a January 14 statement on behalf of himself and his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom. "Jennifer and I are heartbroken by the loss of Deputy Calhoun, a dedicated public servant who made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. Our thoughts are with his family, friends, and all those he served with at the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, who are mourning the painful loss of another deputy weeks ago. Deputy Calhoun died a hero, and his bravery and selfless service will always be remembered." In honor of Calhoun, flags at the state capitol were flown at half-staff on Saturday. Another remembrance ceremony is planned for 5:30 p.m. January 18 at the Town Square Park and Amphitheater in Murrieta. The fallen sheriff's deputy's family owns Calhoun's Texas Family Barbecue in Murrieta.